Hi, this is Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. This week's topic is near and dear to my heart. Many artists have an unhealthy fear of having their images stolen and used improperly. This fear can cause you to fall behind in your race to the top. These artists hunker down and do so much to protect their images that they discourage legitimate people from helping them promote their work. Last week, I told yet another artist that I'd love to feature her work on the ArtBiz blog, but that I have a policy against using images with a watermark through the center, as hers had. I don't mind an inconspicuous mark at the bottom or side, but I do mind a big giant copyright symbol that stretches the width of an image. There is no way that art can be appreciated fully with that kind of interruption across its surface. No way. Sure, artists could send me clean images sans watermark to use on my blog, but I refuse to link to a site where images are covered with watermarks. I don't want to waste my readers' time by encouraging them to click through to those sites, because they'd only be disappointed in the end. As I said before, protect yourself as best you can by registering and posting your copyright and by documenting your progress. But if you're going to put your art online, do it because you want to show it off. Don't hide it behind virtual lock and key where no one can see it at its best. So how do you encourage people to talk about you and your art and protect your images as best you can at the same time? Here are two beginning steps to take. First, add a credit line to every image you post on your blog or website. If you don't have your name, date, and image details with every picture, how do you expect others to treat them? Yes, every image of your art should have this information. You wouldn't install your art in a gallery without a label next to it, so why do it online? Second, add a media room for bloggers. I wrote about this on my blog last week when I encouraged museums to do this in conjunction with their no photography policies. And you can adapt this idea for your own use, but it only works if it's easy for us to find the media room. As I was writing this newsletter, artist Michelle Renee Ledoux sent me an email. I had featured her work last week in my newsletter and on the blog. On that day, her website traffic nearly tripled. She attributes it to being featured on my blog and in the newsletter. She wrote to me, "Now, I realize some artists might respond by saying, but how many sales resulted in the upsurge of hits? My answer is that it doesn't matter. Exposure is exposure. Statistically, I have more of a chance of selling my work if I expose it to more people." See, Michelle gets it. Final word, do what you can to protect your images properly, but don't be so fearful that you miss out on opportunities for others to promote your art for you. Make it easy to be talked about. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. I'm Allison Stanfield with ArtsBizCoach.com, and if you'd like to read this each week instead of just listening to it, go to ArtsBizCoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.